St. John chapter 6, and just a few verses. Verses 30 through 35. And then they ask him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they ask him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who has given you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Gracious Father, Lord, we thank you. We pray now, Lord, that self will decrease, that you may increase in Jesus' mighty name. The bread of life. Man never has enough. He craves and craves. He never has enough. Never being fully satisfied. There is a point when we need to become satisfied. But the truth is, we are unable to become satisfied unless we understand where satisfaction comes from. So he has this emptiness, this loneliness, this lack of purpose and significance. Even in dealing with God, he never has enough evidence or proof to believe in the true and the living God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the source of spiritual satisfaction. He is man's spiritual nourishment. You see, many a times we go to places to be nourished, and the truth is, the nourishment that we receive, it is insufficient. It's unable to satisfy who we are. It doesn't bring the satisfaction necessary so that the craving that we have will go away. Man always wants to tell God how to act. Sounds like us. He wants to tell God what to do, how to do it, even when we inquire of who God is. We want to tell God how to act and deal with him and his life. In other words, we come to God with our plans. We don't come to God asking, Father, let your will be done. As Jesus declared, not my will, but thy will be done. And so we see that when we come to God, we must bring ourselves to him under the mighty hand and allow God to begin to work within our lives. Because Christ is the bread of life. Man wants his need met in certain ways. It is not enough for God to meet his needs. Man wants his need to be met as well as his desires. Sounds familiar? Amen. So much human and religion that man finds himself involved in, and it crowds out the real purpose of Jesus Christ declaring himself to be the bread of life. And so the things that we begin to eat and the things that we begin to drink, it doesn't bring the nourishment and the satisfaction that is necessary for you to have the everlasting life. Because the things that you begin to indulge in, these are things that are temporal. These are things that are not eternal. These are things that does not bring honor and glory to God. Christ is the true bread. Man cannot provide true bread. That is true satisfaction. If we can provide the true bread, then we can bring satisfaction to ourselves. And we won't need any outside influence. All the influence that we will need will be within ourselves, because we then become our own God. But the truth is, Christ is the true bread. Only God can bring the satisfaction necessary for man. Moses was not the one who gave Israel the manna from heaven. God was the one who gave the manna. The people saw Moses working under the direction of God. And so when the manna came down, it came down because of the relationship that Moses had with God. And so God was working through the man, Moses. A man has to do something. If he wishes to be completely satisfied, if he wishes to be content, if he wishes to have peace. You see, anytime we have to do something, or we must comply with a situation, in most cases we become uneasy. A man must look both beyond another man and beyond all the things of this world. You see, it's very easy for me to look at some man that we declare to be successful based on the standard of society. It's very easy for you to look at a woman who is successful based on society, and therefore you begin to look into that person, or you begin to align yourself that you may arrive at that particular standard, not realizing that even after you come to that place, satisfaction will not be there. The nourishment will not be there. God alone provides the true bread. That's the bread that produces the satisfaction necessary to remove all the cravings. Christ called God my Father. We see that in John chapter 1, verse 34. God is your Father. He is my Father. In fact, it becomes very personal. He is Abba Father. So therefore, knowing this, like your earthly father, he wants to care for you. He wants to make sure that all of your needs are met. He wants to make sure that you are satisfied. No wonder Jesus Christ is declaring that I am the bread of life, the source of spiritual satisfaction. There is none other than Jesus Christ. The bread gives us the satisfaction necessary that we may have the nourishment so that we can grow spiritually in the relationship. You see, no one can come to the Father unless they come through the Son. And so therefore, we must take of this bread, which is Christ Jesus. Its satisfaction passes man's ability to remain hungry. When we come to Jesus Christ and we accept Him on the claim that He has made, that He is the bread of life, then and only then that we become satisfied. Are you looking for satisfaction today? Is there a craving within inside your spirit? Is there an emptiness within your heart? Have you been eating and not getting full? Have you been drinking and still thirst? You sat at the banquet and yet you're hungry? Christ is the true bread. Because He is the true bread, this is the bread that we must eat of. And when we eat of this bread, we'll find the satisfaction that passes beyond the craving and the hunger that arise over and over inside our stomach and inside the human heart. Christ is the true bread. It is the bread that man really needs more than anything. This bread is not the one that your mother made. This bread is not Wonder Bread. This bread, it is not Italian bread. It is not a French roll of some type. This bread is the one that came down from heaven, according to the text. It is the only bread that can feed and meet the need of man. This is the bread that is able to take away the gnawing that exists within the spirit of man and the hunger in the spirit of man and woman. This bread is the one that fills the emptiness and the loneliness. It causes the lack of purpose to disappear, and it gives us the true perspective of who we are in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ, He is this bread. We need this bread if we expect to continue to be the true believer. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. You see, Jesus Christ has done something that no other man was able to do. He said to his father, "Dad, prepare me a body, and I will go down, and I'll die for men." And in doing so, he alone is the one that has satisfied all the requirements of the Father. And when he declared that I am the living bread that came down from heaven, he is saying to you and he is saying to me that he is the one and the only door that is open to the kingdom of God. And if we're going to see God, it's because we enter in at the door, and Jesus Christ is the door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ is the bread of God. The original bread that God sent. He is the one that went to Calvary. This is the bread which comes out of heaven itself, out of all the spiritual dimension. He comes from the presence of Almighty God. He knows what it is to serve the true, holy and everlasting God. Because he's had this opportunity to live and abide in the presence of Almighty God. And in doing so, he says, he has come that you may have life, that I may have life, and that we may have this life more abundantly. But we must eat. We must eat. Eat what? We must eat the bread of life, which is the Word of God. John declared that the Word became flesh and dwell among us. This Word is Jesus Christ. This is the one that came from heaven. The bread of God, it was a person. It was not the material or the practical bread that you put in an oven. We're talking about the Son of the Living God. This is the bread that comes from heaven. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. John 3:31 declare that the one who comes from above is above all. Jesus is from above. He is above every circumstances in your life. Every situation that exists within your life, Jesus is above it all. And so when we take of this bread, when we partake in this bread, we partake in the salvation that comes. And when salvation comes, we enter into a place of eternity. Eternal life for the human race comes through salvation. That salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one that came from heaven. He is the bread of life. The first man was of the dust, the earth. The second man from heaven, according to the word of God. We find it recorded so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The bread of God gives life to the world. The purpose of the bread is to give life. Bread gives life by first nourishing and sustaining. This is the natural bread. And then it causes the person who's eating the bread to become satisfied. And not only that, when you eat food, it does something for you. It energizes you. It gives you energy. And it causes the desire to go away, that urge, because you've eaten the bread. And when we partake of this eating on a regular basis, it causes the physical body to be sustained. In other words, if we don't eat, then we will become weak. And because we are weak, we will become ill. And because we are ill, various type of sickness overtakes our bodies, even unto death. But Jesus Christ declared that he is the bread of life. And because he is the bread of life, when we eat this bread, we eat life. Praise God. Christ is the bread of life and the source of spiritual satisfaction. The people said to Jesus, "But Lord, we don't understand." What they really didn't understand was his deity. They didn't understand his deity. And so he's standing before them and he's making this proclamation of who he is and where he came from. This is what he says here. As they don't understand, he's trying to explain to them, when they partake in eating of this bread, that salvation has come to them. And in doing so, it is important that we understand the bread of life. It is salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Note the people's request once they begin to get an understanding. He says, they said, "From now on, give us this bread." This bread they're referring to is Jesus Christ. They said, "Give us this bread." And when you eat this bread, it is a once-for-all request. In other words, you eat this bread, and because of the filling that comes from this bread, the filling is a permanent filling. It's not a temporary thing. Because our relationship with Jesus Christ, it is a permanent relationship. The intent is this. God desire a permanent relationship with each and every one of you. Our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, it is not intended to be temporary. It is intended to be a permanent relationship. That is salvation. Salvation, that is partaking of the bread of life, is to be a permanent expression of the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is to be a once-for-all experience. And once we come to this place, we will begin to live our life different. Because the word declares that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And if our mind is being transformed, and our mind is being renewed, then everything and all our habits is being renewed with it. Amen. The phenomenal claim of Jesus Christ, "I am the bread of life. I am the true bread. I am the bread of God. I am the bread of life. If a man comes to Christ, the bread of life, he will never hunger. Are you hungry today? Is the gnawing of starvation, the craving for life? When you come to Jesus, it will be fully satisfied. And only then, it will be fully satisfied. The picture is then switched from hunger to thirst. See, man's need is more than just meat. It is more than the fact that he's hungry. Man's need, it is also a thirst. And when we partake of this bread of life, it's not just a hunger that is filled, satisfied, but the thirst is quenched also. Every need of life, of nourishment, and of growth is met. Nothing is left out or lacking when we come and partake of the bread of life. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you are empty today, then maybe you are not thirsting after righteousness. But if you are, then you are blessed according to the word. Because you thirst after righteousness, and because you do, you shall be filled. I want to say this. Note how a person is saved from hungering and thirsting after life. One is saved by coming to Christ, by believing on Christ. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Let me conclude with this. We find it recorded in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride says, come, and let him come, and let him who hears, he says, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.